Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me today on Saturday, May 7th, 2016, and this is Ascension Magic Radio. My name is Ron Eich, and I am an angel intuitive, a certified angel card reader, Reiki practitioner, jack of all trades. I do these shows typically on Saturdays, sometimes on Sundays, and it's been a few weeks since I've done a show. I've been very busy. Some of you guys know that I'm a high school teacher, so this time of year is chaotic with testing, and not just that, but I've also been doing a lot of spiritual development. Last weekend, I was at the New Living Expo in San Mateo, California, and if you follow me on Facebook, you heard about that. But it was exciting because I got to sit down in a seminar with Deborah King, and if you don't know who she is, she's a very powerful spiritual healer, and she talked about connecting with your Hara line, which is basically the part of you that's connected with your life purpose. Now, if you work with angels, we know Archangel Michael can help us with that. Of course, you know, we can also go within to connect with that. And she helped us go through meditation to connect with our Hara line. And that was pretty exciting. And I also got to see Nassim Haramein, and he is a physicist that talks about the interconnectedness of all things, what is the fundamental quantity or particle or whatever you want to call it, energy that connects everything in the universe? And he's done a lot of research on this, but he's also talked about free energy and being able to harness the power of the universe. So it's really, really interesting. There's a lot of spiritual people there. So I've been doing that. I've also been taking some new courses through Doreen Virtue. Some of you know she's one of my mentor teachers, and she has a course on connecting with the fairies. And she has this certification where you can be a fairyologist. So I'm doing that. I'm also getting certified for flower therapy, which is working with the flowers to do healing through the nature kingdom. So other things that I'm eventually adding to my many other things that I do. So I just wanted to share that with you. Now, in 2 weeks, I'm going to have a guest speaker on the air. Some of you probably, actually many of you probably know Radley Valentine, who authored the Angel Tarot cards with Doreen Virtue. And he just has this amazing, bubbly sense of humor. And I just love him. He's my friend. And we're going to be on the air on the 21st of this month, talking with you about connecting with the angels. We'll be doing oracle card readings for my callers and just having a good old time. So please put that on your calendar, and I hope that you can join us for that. Or if you can't listen live, then definitely archive the show so that you can listen into it later on playback. But that's coming up. Next week I won't be on the air. Next week I'll be in Chicago for celebrating my parents' 40th anniversary. 40th anniversary. Can you believe that? It's a long time to be married. You know, and I'm really looking forward to spending some time with my family and getting to just be together with them all. And, I'll probably post some pictures on my Facebook, but that's coming up next week. So I won't be on the air next week, sad face, but I will be on the air again the 21st with Radley. So I hope you're going to join us for that. And I'm also going to have some other guest speakers coming down the pipeline as well. So I'll give you all some details as the shows progress. Now, today's show is about animals, working with the animal kingdom. And I say this a lot on my shows when I do these shows. I've done several of these shows, that you may or may not be aware that animals are all around you, not just in the physical world, but in the spiritual world. You know, just like we can call upon the angels to bring us assistance, we can call upon animals. And the animal have particular essences or spirits that you can call upon. And the Native Americans call this animal medicine. And I want to share a cute story with you. You know, I told you I'm a high school teacher, and my students were just sort of sitting around. We were just talking, and a student says, I think my spirit animal is a bear. And I was like, how do you know what your spirit animal is? And it kind of threw me for a loop because this is a math class and it was sort of out of the blue. You're like, oh, I don't know, I just took a guess. And then we just started having these conversations about spirit animals, and I thought it was interesting because that's my show for today, right? So they started just trying to guess what their spirit animals were, and this one particular student was just looking at the kids and saying, oh, you know what, you're a kangaroo. I just know you look like a kangaroo. and he goes, okay, this other kid, you're a snake. You just look like a snake. And it was funny because, you know, he was just looking at their outward appearance and saying, oh, based on how you look, that's your animal guide, and really didn't really understand a lot of it. It was cute, and so I kind of schooled him a little bit. I said, well, you know, let's say for example, you're needing some help on compassion with your heart chakra, so you might have the deer medicine with you because deer is associated with the heart chakra and compassion. Like, oh, I didn't really know it was like that, you know. And then I kind of got into it, and I said, well, you know, you also have your animals that have crossed over on the other side that are with you, you know, your dogs, your cats, you know, those kinds of things. Oh, really? I didn't know that. And then I started talking about, you know, well, have you ever had a dream? And in this dream, you just seem to dream about the same animal. Oh, yeah, I dream about a hawk all the time. Okay, so that's maybe one of your spirit animals. You know, they didn't really know that there was so much that went into it, you know, and it, of course it's all about what you believe too, but, you know, I'm assuming that if you're listening to the show, you do believe in this, and I want to share with you that just like you can call upon the angels, you can call upon the animals, and I'm going to be working with some animal cards today. I have two decks. I have one called the Medicine Cards from Jamie Sams and David Carson, and I like this deck a lot because it's focused on the traditional Native American animal medicine. And it comes with a book that has these amazing stories that you can read, or you can, you know, read aloud to people who you're doing readings for, or you can just read it for yourself just to get some more insight into the stories. Because in the Native cultures, they pass down their beliefs through stories. Stories were very important. And those stories are shared in the guidebook. So I'm going to, in fact, share with one of the stories with you in a minute. I'm also going to be working with another deck of cards, Messages from Your Spirit Guide Animals, from Stephen Farmer. And for some reason, too, the fairies wanted to pop in today. And I have Magical Messages from Your Fairies during Virtue. And also, not only do I use the oracle cards, I also rely on my own intuition, my angels, your angels, and whatever comes through. And we have a good old time, and I'm hoping to bring you blessings. So that's going to, as soon as I get to the calls, we'll be doing that. Now, I did pull a animal card for everyone that's listening to this show to see what animal would like to make itself known to us, and the animal for you today is the crow. And I find that interesting because I've been seeing a lot of birds around, and birds are messengers. They see things from a higher perspective. You know, you see the birds circling, like the circle of hawk that's circled around. They're like away from they're looking at it from a higher perspective, you know. They're not on the ground. They're risen up. There you go. And they're looking down and looking at things from a higher perspective. And that's what the bird medicines are about. But birds are also the messenger, the bridge between, you know, the spirit world and the physical world. And the crow especially. So I want to read you from this guidebook about the crow, because I think it's an interesting story, and share with you the Native American influence, and then I'll take some calls and go on Facebook and do some readings for y'all. So this is from, again, the Medicine Cards deck, and this is the crow. And here's the story. It says, there is a medicine story that tells of crow's fascination with her own shadow. She kept looking at it, scratching it, pecking at it, until her shadow woke up and it became alive. And then Crow's shadow ate her. Crow is Dead Crow now. Dead Crow is the left-handed guardian, and if you look deeply into Crow's eye, you will have found the gateway to the supernatural. Because Crow knows the unknowable mysteries of creation and is the keeper of all sacred law. And since Crow is the keeper of sacred law, Crow can bend the laws of the physical universe and shapeshift. And this ability is rare and unique. Few adepts exist today in our world, and fewer still have mastered the crow's art of shapeshifting. And this includes doubling or being in two places at once, or in one place at the same time, taking on another physical form, or becoming the fly on the wall to observe what's happening from far away. The Europeans that came to Turtle Island were named the boat people by the turtle, and even with the knowledge of alchemy possessed by the boat people, none had ever seen the powerful shape-shifting of the shamans who used the crow's medicine, and many of the boat people were frightened by what appeared to be animals coming into their camps or dwellings to discern their medicine, because the crow medicine people are masters of illusion, and all sacred texts and books are under the protection of the crow. The Book of Laws or the Book of Seals, in fact, is bound in crow's feathers. Crow's feathers tell of spirit made flesh. Crow is also the protector of all the ancient records. The sacred law beaded by, or the belts that are beaded by Native American women long ago, that came to this continent with the knowledge of the Great Spirit and are kept in protection by the crow. I'm kind of stopping here because it's a long story. I want to get you the gist of what the story is. Human law is not the same as sacred law. More so than any other medicine, the crow can see the physical world and even the spiritual world as an illusion. There are billions of worlds. There's an infinite amount of creatures, and great spirit is within them all. If an individual obeys crow's perfect laws that are given by the creator, then at death, he or she dies, the good medicine death, going on to the next incarnation with a clear memory of his or her past. So this is, it's a long story. It goes on for another page. I don't want to, go too much into it. But the idea behind the crow here is that the crow is that medicine of understanding the laws of the universe and the magical qualities of it all. And I find it interesting because remember I was talking about Nassim Haramein, and Nassim Haramein is doing this exact same thing through quantum physics. You may have heard of quantum entanglement theory. If you follow me on Facebook, you've seen this on Facebook, quantum entanglement, which is the idea that two things can be separated at a great distance, but interconnected, and one affects the other. And it's so interesting to me that this animal comes up because these are things that I've been looking into. And when, also you're finding probably that sacred geometry is coming into the consciousness right now, and all these things about how the universe works is starting to bubble up into the surface. So crow is the keeper of that. So, you probably might call upon Archangel Metatron, but if you're interested in like sacred geometry and quantum physics and, the magical kind of things like that, the crow medicine is for you. So you can call upon the crow to help you understand and to help you see the connection, because the crow is up there in the sky. The crow can help you to connect to the higher planes and to understand that. It's interesting, huh, how the crow is all about that. I didn't really know that much about the crow. And like I said, if you look at this guidebook, there's so many other stories about these animals that you'll find that are passed down through the Native American tradition. So that's the crow. I wanted to share that with you, and I hope that brought you some type of blessings. And we got a lot of callers that are calling in, so I'm going to get to the phone lines and take your calls. And I'm also going to be checking Facebook. So look, I'm so grateful that you've joined me today for this wonderful show. And the more of you that gather in, our energies connect, and we become like this huge ball of light and energy. And I just love talking with you all. So I'm going to get to the lines here. I'm going to get to my first caller. And if you're new to the show, I will say your area code, and then you'll know you're on the air. I don't have a call screener yet. Maybe in the future I will. So it's easier for me if I just say your area code, and then I can control the switchboard on my own. So I'm going to start with someone calling from, they want me to go to, I got two people calling from 917, but I'm going to get down to this person calling from 917 and get you on the line. Uh-oh, where'd it go? Hi, can you hear me?
Hey man, how you doing? It's funny. I was actually listening, but hey, if you have a message for me, I'm all for it.
Well, I just kind of go where I'm feeling guided to go, and they said
okay.
I'll go to this one, and that's I recognize your voice though.
Ashia?
You called in before.
Yeah, Ashia. Yes, Ashia.
Hi. Yes. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm actually feeling great.
Good.
And,
you sound. I love your energy. You sound so positive, uplifting.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I feel even better now that I'm talking to you. So,
well, good.
That was meant to
be. So here's what I'm going to do today. I got these animal cards, and I'm going to draw a few animal cards and just share what animals are coming through and what messages want to come forth for you today. I'm guided for you to draw three cards, and I want to do a past, present, future spread, which is really that's the most simple spread you can do. So if you've never worked with oracle cards before, the three-card spread is a very simple one to use. So you go three cards. One card is for the past, one card's for the present, and the other card represents the future, but it's also in terms of what the animals are saying. So I'm going to start off just connecting with you. And I also do see Archangel Metatron with you right now, Ashir, which is Metatron is sort of like the clearer of energy. So he clears your chakras, but also Metatron's associated with those mysterious things like sacred geometry and quantum physics, like just exactly what we were talking about. So he's present with you and helping you to understand these things about how the universe works and to understand your life on a deeper level. So I see Metatron there. Just wanted to comment on that. I'm going to shuffle. We're going to start off with the past. I'm going to say what animal and what essence is related to your past here. Okay. So this one is the first one that popped out, and it's the eagle, which is interesting because we're seeing a lot of birds today. So the eagle is one of the main animals in Native American medicine. The eagle is about connection with the Great Spirit, connection with the divine. The feathers of the eagle are very, very sacred. They're used by shamans to clean auras, to heal. And the eagle is about just taking the courage and gathering up and soaring up. Like, you know, the eagle is like a symbol in America. You know, it's one of our animals in American culture. It's, you know, we see the grand eagle, and we think of how it's connected to the spirit and how when you see the wingspan of the eagle, how amazing it is, right? So the eagle in your past is about you conquering your fears and soaring up to connect with the spirit to move forward into the higher wisdom of yourself. So that's kind of where you were. You're awakening up, and you were just connecting with that higher planes of yourself and starting to look at the bigger picture. Maybe even you had...
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That was a really weird sound. I was like, what is that, a ghost or something? That just sounded really, really weird.
No, it's a motorcycle.
Oh, let's go with it. So, you know, it sounded like someone going, ooh. Like, what are we listening to?
You know what I'm going to do? Since I'm on the street, I'm going to mute you so that way you don't hear any background noise.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Thank you so much. So I'm going to keep going. So getting back to what I was saying, the eagle is about you connecting with that higher self and reawakening, okay? So that's where you were. Now we're getting into the present. This is where you are now. And there's a lot of energy coming in for you right now. I feel like you're still a little bit unsure about where you want to go, okay? But there's an animal that wants to work with you right now. And again, it's another bird, which I find really interesting, another bird. And this particular bird is the blue heron, H-E-R-O-N, okay? And the blue heron is about self-reflection. It's the energy and the power of knowing yourself through facing challenges. It's the ability to accept opinions and feelings of others and be open and being aware of everything, okay? So that blue color is amazing too. So the blue heron is here to teach you to look within so that you can really come to know yourself. It's asking you to look at yourself and really reflect upon what it is that you want to improve the most. What is it that you want to work on the most? And not getting too hard or critical about yourself. Don't be critical of yourself. Don't be critical of others. Just really look at it from an objective point of view. And look at the big picture, because that's what birds do. They fly above and can see the big picture, right? So it's asking you to look deep within and reflect. And just like the phoenix, which is another bird, rise up from the ashes to come up to a higher place. And the blue heron's a water bird, too, and the water's about emotions. So it's not just looking at yourself, but it's looking at the emotional aspects that are within you and balancing it out to bring balance to things, okay? So, and in fact, there's a poem here. It says, blue heron, sacred water bird, thank you for sending your reflections to me, the mirrors of the quest of life and the worlds that live inside of me. So that's just a little poem that you can say. I mean, you could do your own intention, you know, to connect with the spirit of the animal. It's just like the angels. All you have to do is just put out your intention in the universe. You just request Blue Heron Spirit to be with you, and it will be there to help you to reflect. And it's interesting, that word reflection, because when we think about water, water has a reflection, right? So I just found that interesting. That just popped into my head. Now, here is the future animal for you, and it's not a bird, okay? This one is the coyote, or some people say the coyote, but we're going to call it the coyote. It's what most people call it. And the coyote, it's interesting because the coyote, it's sort of like about trick. The coyote is a trickster, right? But that coyote is about understanding the games that people are playing, the games that you play with yourself, okay? And the coyote medicine, it's really about just also like the birds, you know, rising up, seeing the big picture, but seeing the big picture of some of the games that go on. You know, like being asking you to ask yourself questions like, are you playing tricks on yourself? Is someone else tricking you? Or are you serious where you need to maybe have more of a joking way about things? You know, like it's about joking and tricking in some kind of way. But on the other hand too, it might just be maybe you're not aware, and this is just in the future, mind you, maybe you're not going to be aware of some of the foolishness that you've been doing. Maybe you've been getting off your path, or maybe you haven't been laughing at yourself, you know? So anything to do with tricking in some way, and it doesn't have, it's not meant in the way of like, you know, like evil tricks or hurtful tricks. It's just about deception in a sense, you know, like, are you deceiving yourself or are you deceiving someone else or is someone deceiving you, you know, and just looking at the big picture. So if I'm looking at all your cards together, Usher, it's like looking at the big picture, like reflecting, looking at the big picture and seeing what lies ahead for you and not deceiving yourself into what you really are wanting to do. Is this making sense? I know you're on mute, but can you take it off mute for a sec?
Yes, it's making a lot of sense.
Okay.
And it's funny. It's the first thing you said, it was Metatron, and that's someone I've been working with for the last 2 weeks. You know, I never really worked with him. I've been asking him to kind of clear and balance my chakras. So it sounds like he's doing the work, you know? So I'm excited to hear that because I never really worked with
Metatron
him.
Metatron is there.
So.
And also, Usher, when you go out in nature, you're being guided to connect with the elemental kingdom more. Like, you know, like the fairies and such, like, and the tree spirits, you're being guided to do that. I feel like the coyotes come up because it's saying to me, you're afraid of the future. You're deceiving. That's what that deception is. You're not wanting to really, in a sense, you're not looking at the big picture. It's just, it's saying, remove the veil and see very clearly where you're going and allow yourself to just go exactly where you want to be. Don't let anything stop you. Because if you get into those fears, you're going to be like the armadillo where you're hiding yourself in a shell. Don't let yourself hide in the shell. Like, move forward and don't be deceived by things. You know, this time right now, because the blue herons right now, is about reflecting, going within, being very crystal clear about where you're going. Now, they want me to actually draw one more card for you. I'm going to draw an angel card, and this will be the last card for you. And I'm going to see what the angels really want you to know right now. Because we work with animals, but I also want to work with the angels. Oh, this one comes out right away for you. And, okay, it's interesting. It says, caution. Caution is warranted. Look deeper into the situation before proceeding. So it goes along with the coyote, see? So there's something, there's like either something you're not looking at in terms of, you know, someone's motives, or there's something about you're not really clear about where you're going. Like, you know, you sort of have a general idea. Be more clear about where you're going. Ask for protection. I feel like you want to work with Michael to ask for protection so that only the people of integrity are in your field. I feel it has to do with people. There's people perhaps that don't have good motives, and I'm not saying that they're you know, they're out to get you or anything, but they're not on the same vibration as you. They vibrate differently, and you want to make sure that you clear that energy out of your space so that you only attract what you really want, your higher energy, the highest part of you. And going out in nature can really help you to do that. So Archangel Michael's really wanting you to work with him a lot and for the next, you know, future that's coming your way, and asking him to clear the fear from you, to protect you and help you to take clear steps to move forward. But he's wanting to help you to let go of fear. You're like afraid, is what I'm feeling. You're like, you're going up this staircase, right? It's what I'm seeing. But it's like you're afraid to, like, take the next step. It's just like, because you don't know what's there. And what happens is when you're not knowing what's there, you're creating nothing being there, because that's what you're putting out in the universe. You want to create a clear next step. This is where I'm going. This is where I'm going. And keep moving in that direction and know that if you give yourself permission to move forward, you're going to succeed. But you've got to let go of the fear. You've got to let go of the, whatever the fear is that's holding you back.
Yeah, the fear is, you know, it's just, you know, because it's been so long. So sometimes, you know, once in a while I get in that mode that, wow, things are taking so long to happen. But I've learned to, like, catch myself and just clear that energy right away. You know, just say, oh,
good.
I'll be fine. The angels are protecting me. You know what I mean? Because you know, it's just the patience. But I've learned that, you know, like we say, patience is virtue. So I guess you just have to have faith and just say. But once in a while, this is not something that it used to happen more often in the past. But now it's more, you know, once in a while. But I do catch myself when I'm like trying to think, like, wow, it's taking so long. You know, my career isn't moving on. I'm not in a relationship. But I catch myself. I say, you know, you'll be all right. You know, it's going to be worth it. You're worth the wait. And just be patient, and, you know, and just. Things gonna work out in divine timing. That's what I keep telling myself, and that usually when I say that, I feel better after that.
Okay, well, just continue to work with Archangel Michael. Ground yourself too, so that you're not taking on other people's energy. Like, go out in nature and just ground, like really, really ground, and pull up some of that earth energy, so that you feel more stable and secure and present in what you're here to do. And you know, just know that. The angels are there. Like you said, you saw Metatron's there. Michael's there. Michael's really trying to push you more. Like, he's been working with you more to push you. But just remember, like, when I pull the cards, and this is true for any psychic work, guys, as you're listening, it's just the impressions that I'm picking up on. It's not like this is what's going to happen. It's just based on the current energy, this is what I see. You can change that. You can change
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
that's
absolutely. So I just want to put that out there. Like make a different decision. Go on a path that's clear and just be strong with where you're going and know that everything will work out for you as long as you believe it.
Yeah, but
so
I
hope that that's helpful.
In terms of, before I let you go, in terms of my path, I'm not quite clear about where I'm going. That's also another thing. I'm not quite clear where I'm going yet. You know, I just feel like I wouldn't know when it's the right timing. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Sure. Well, you know, there's some things you can do, of course, you know, definitely sobriety, like, you know, be very conscious of what you're putting into your body, you know, no drugs or alcohol, anything like that, just exercise, diet, yoga. There's lots of things you can do to help you get clarity so you can connect more with the angels. And you can also work with Archangel Raphael, can help you with that as well.
Okay.
I
will. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a wonderful
Bye-bye.
Weekend. All right, bye-bye.
You too.
Let's go to this person calling from 708. I'll meet you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm. Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. This
What's your name,
then? Pat. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm very new to the show, so I really don't know how this works.
Okay.
Do I ask you a question or?
Today I'm working with the animal cards. So today I'm kind of just pulling animal cards for people. If you feel like there's a question that you want to ask, you know, whatever you feel guided, like let your angels guide you. So if you want to ask a question, definitely. And as I pull the cards out, it can relate to your question. Or if you just want to know the animals that are with you, we can do that as well.
Well, we're having, I'm in a, well, actually my husband is ill and he's in a legal matter and, I'm, you know, not quite sure where this is going.
Okay. I understand. So, okay. I'm going to actually connect. Yeah, I can feel the fear there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to work with this particular deck of cards. You want me to work with this, psychic tarot deck, and they wanted me to actually they wanted me to work with Archangel Michael here to cut some cords. Do you know the term cords, what that means?
Yes.
Okay. There's some etheric cords, some things that are connecting you to some situations or people that they're wanting me to clear. I'm not sure exactly who or what, but that's what they're telling me.
Okay.
So if you're open to this, I'm just going to ask Archangel Michael to be with you, and he's just going to clear away any cords or attachments or any kind of psychic attack that may have been directed at you, any negative energy that might be in your aura, just clearing that away. And I'm also seeing Archangel Raphael, and Raphael is there because Raphael is the healing angel who is helping with the health issues. He's there. And they're wanting me to tell you that they are hearing your prayers, and they're telling me that things are going to improve. You've been getting specific guidance to take specific action. Like, you've been getting specific guidance, whether that's to go to a particular location, whether it's moving or going in a particular spot. Like, you've been getting guidance, and they're reminding me to tell you that you've been listening, that you've been taking their guidance, and things are going to improve. I'm going to draw some cards and see, because the cards are a way for me to just connect deeper and see what comes forth. I'm thinking about your situation here.
Okay.
Give me a second. Okay. They keep showing me, as I'm shuffling, the past, which is interesting. It's like in my mind they're showing me the past. So there's something in the past that's related to whatever's going on right now, like some particular instance or some particular situation. So there's something that is related to this. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but they're showing me this, and they're wanting you to become aware of it. And let me see what else I can pick up on from this. Hold on. It's like sorry, I need to get a drink of water here. Hold on.
Okay.
There we go. It's like forgiveness issues, you know, like forgiving people from your past. I'm also feeling, though, past life stuff. That makes a lot of sense to me. Like, there's something, it's like a repeating pattern that has happened throughout the past, you know, 10 to 15 years. And now there's it's like things are like, no more. We are not accepting this anymore. This is changing. It's like a new awareness. Like, you're aware more of how the universe works. You're aware of your own healing abilities. You're aware of, you're just more aware, and you're awakening. And it's like you're saying, no, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not accepting this way of being, and that's what's happening to you right now. Now, the card that I pulled for you, it's interesting. It's number 15 from this deck of cards, and it says temptation, which I'm trying to see more about what it means. It's interesting that this card came up. And it's, let me see if it's from a particular suit. It's a major arcana, which means this is a major event. And this card is about addictions of some type or self-limiting behaviors. And I'm going to read to you a little bit from the guidebook here. It says, this is a time when you or someone else may be placing too much emphasis on the material physical world, whether that's finances or whether it's things of the physical world, it's like alcohol, perhaps, smoking, anything that's in the physical world, perhaps. It could be something along those lines. So it's saying we're all connected to the divine, but sometimes we pull away from that and we become disconnected from that. So there's something that's been disconnecting from the source, whether that's particular food, alcohol, some type of codependent relationship. It could even be a job situation, something in the material world that's affected physical health. And that's exactly what this card is saying. It could also be, too, a lot of times this card is about someone that's works too hard and is in a job that's not fulfilling, and that job can be making this a person sick. So what the card comes up is to say, where in either your life or your husband's life, maybe that's by your husband, is there some type of addictive behavior? Is there some type of negative thinking or behavior that's causing this to be out of whack that you can think of?
Yeah, absolutely, with him.
Okay. Got it. And in fact, in traditional tarot, this card is the devil card in traditional tarot. So just to give you an idea, I don't know if you studied traditional tarot, but just to give you an idea of which card it corresponds to. So if you know that card, you can kind of see like the the relationship there. So they're wanting me to work with this other deck of cards, which is another. These are angel cards, so these are going to be more high energy. And I'm asking, what do the angels want you to know to help heal the situation right now? That's what I'm asking, and I'm going to get some guidance on that because you're asking about that. Okay. Now, as I'm shuffling, I'm getting go slow. It's what they're telling me. They're telling me go slow. Okay. How many cards? Oh, this one. Okay. And all right. So this is a very powerful card. Like, I'm feeling the energy. And the card says, new psychic and spiritual experiences are changing the way you view the world and yourself, allowing your spiritual gifts to open. So that's kind of what I was saying, what I was feeling, that you're saying no to the way things used to be. You're like, no, we're not doing this anymore. We're changing the way things are going. And this is a reminder of that. There's this beautiful rainbow-colored energy here, which is saying that yeah, I wish you could see the card. I could put it on Facebook for you. It's so pretty. And it's like that rainbow energy is your higher self and the healing energy coming in, like embracing, because your heart chakra is like opened immensely over the past year.
Right.
I'm kind of feeling like you really, really have been working on healing and forgiving. There's
yeah.
another card that came up too. It says, I am the angel of abundance, so you will receive all the money that you need. And the universe and God is in charge of how that will happen. So you're being called upon to have faith. Like, so it, have you been wanting to move? I don't know why I keep saying moving. Is moving a possibility?
Yeah, it is something that I'd like to do, but my husband is really ill at the moment. So it's sort of one of these things where if that wasn't present, I would absolutely move.
I see.
But everything else,
I think you're aware, Pat. I think you're aware that the situation that your husband is in, it's self-created. Does that
yes.
make sense?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
you're aware of that,
yeah.
and I think that
yeah.
the compassion that you're trying to have is you're doing the best you can with what it is, and you, I want to actually go with another deck of cards. I go all over the place. I got another deck of cards, Archangel Raphael specifically about healing. And they're showing me the solar plexus area right now, which is like a power center, like being, being in control, basically. You know, it's a control thing, a control issue or some type of thing. So either it's controlling for him or he's not in control of the situation. Something about the control center, feeling out of control, not being able to get things in control, that kind of thing. They're showing me that. And
right.
I'm gonna ask Archangel Raphael, okay, well, how can we heal this situation and what can we do to improve it? In just a moment. Okay, they're telling me that there's nothing that you need to do personally for you. And this is not coming from a place of being cold-hearted or anything. It's just, he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly, he created the situation. He knows that he's done this himself. And you're trying to, they're saying you don't have to worry. Like, remain in a place of loving detachment, I guess, is the best I could say. It's like you're loving and you're
right.
doing your best to heal. It's like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink kind of thing,
Exactly.
I know that's hard with the people that we really love and we care about, but that's what they're telling me to tell you. They're just acknowledging that. And there's a card that came up from Raphael. It's wanting you to use your own natural healing ability. So you're given the situation right now, Pat, because you're a natural healer and you're awakening your gifts, and the angels are showing you how to do that. You've been, like, awakening to it. So you can do healing, whether it's Reiki or whether it's just the power of your own words. You know, but trust your intuition. You know, if you feel that you need to be detached, then be detached. If you feel like you need to act in a particular way, then act in that particular
right.
way. But they keep showing me moving. So, like, they're showing me moving. So, like, within the next, you know, year or two, I can see you really moving and being in a better place. My very first image when you called me was, like, things are going to get better. Things are going to get improved. But it might take a while, you know, 6 months to
right.
a year before things really start to improve. But you have natural healing abilities. You do, and they're telling me for you to embrace these and not be afraid of them. Because maybe in the past, you've maybe been shunned for it. You know, because maybe of religious upbringing or people around you who don't quite get, you know, quite get the that part of you, but you get that part of you. And it's important that you understand that it only matters what you think and what you do for yourself, because you probably have been persecuted before in other lifetimes, and you've probably have carried some of that burden here, you know, but it's like you're awakening to that. And in fact, I'm going to actually pull out some of the pain out of your heart, because I'm feeling your heart chakra. It's a lot of pain from people not understanding
right.
you. And that's what
right.
I'm feeling. And I see the angels there, and they're wanting you to just breathe. Okay, they're there. They're opening up your heart chakra, opening up your heart, helping you. And they're telling me to tell you to continue to speak your truth, speak your voice. Like, open up that
okay.
throat chakra so that you can express yourself in the world. It's okay for you to speak about these things. It's okay for you to be who you are. It's okay for you to do that and continue to open up. Okay, what anything else they're telling me? I think that's what's coming through for me right now, Pat, and I can feel your heart. I can feel the pain. I really can. Keep working with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, because
okay.
they're going to clear your energy. They're going to help clear your husband, because you don't want to take on stuff that's not your own.
Right.
So, anything else? I'm going to actually, because our show is about animals, I want to draw an animal just so you can have an animal, because that's the theme of our show. So I'm going to do
okay.
that, and I'm going to work with the Native American cards. Where they go? I got cards all over the place. Where are they? I got like six decks of cards out. Here we go. Okay, so here is the Native American ones. And what animal wants to work with Pat that you can call upon to help her at this moment in her life? Okay, so this is the animal for you, hon, and it's the badger. And I'm going to read you really quick about what the badger is about. The badger in Native American medicine is about aggressiveness. And being able to move forward when you need to, but without anger. You know what I'm saying? Like it's being able to express your feelings and not caring what other people think. Being able to move forward with that, and
okay.
it's also being aggressive with your healing. You know, and this is what it says from the guidebook. It says badger medicine may help an aggressive healer have the courage to use unconventional means to extract a cure. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, that's exactly what I was saying. It's like you have the natural
right.
healing
I know.
Ability. Yeah, it's like, it just blows my mind. But, yeah, you can be sure that it's just what it says. It says people with badger medicine can be aggressive to make it to the top of their fields because they don't give up. They make the finest healers because they will use anything to ensure healing and will not give up. So it's interesting. So the badger's here to tell you that maybe you've been too meek. And it's wanting you to not wait for that silver spoon to come to you. You already have
okay.
everything that you need. So the badger is teaching you that it's okay to be angry if you need to be, but like you can say, I won't take it anymore. You can say that, but you can do it in a way that's compassionate. You can do it in a way that is not from a place of, you know, negative energy. It's coming from a place of love because you love yourself, and you love yourself enough
right.
to speak your truth.
Exactly.
So that's exactly what that badger is there for, to help you. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I know it's a lot.
It's been beautiful, and it's been so right on. I mean, I'm so glad that I actually found you. This is.
Oh, well, thank you.
Everything that you said is totally right on. Absolutely everything.
Well, thank you so much, Pat. And, you know, I
want
to continue to ask the angels to be with you, to help you through this situation.
You.
I know it's not easy with what's going on with your husband, but continue to make sure that you're assertive, that you speak your truth. And, you know, do you listen to Hay House Radio at all?
No.
Okay.
Hay House,
and a lot of my listeners probably know, Hay House is a publishing company that publishes
right.
a lot of spirit. Okay, they have
a
radio. Yeah, well, if you go to hayhouseradio.com, they have a radio show, and they have, like, this conference going on right now where there's all these spiritual teachers and healers who are teaching things. It's free, and I know that Doreen Virtue, who's one of my mentors, she has a particular show that she's doing about being assertive when you need to be and speaking up when you need to be, and you might benefit from listening to that. It might kind of give you some courage to move forward, and it's free. So just go onto the website, HayHouseRadio.com or HayHouse.com, one of those two websites, you'll find it, and it's completely free. It's called the Hay House World Summit, and there's all kinds of spiritual teachers and healers, and I just know it's going to help you to heal your heart chakra, to let go of the things that you need to let go of. I just got this knowing that it's going to help you. I just know it is.
Okay.
And let me know how you're doing on Facebook, too. I'd love to hear how you're doing.
I will, and I'll be absolutely in tune to your show, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a happy Mother's Day tomorrow also.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Beautiful. I love these messages. And again, I think the message for many of us is to be very, very clear about where we're going and be assertive. And I think that's been a common message for us today. Now I want to get to my next call, and you're calling from 617. Get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's Bridget. Hi.
Hi, Bridget. Oh my gosh, so nice to hear from you. I love talking to you. I've known my friend Bridget for a long time, guys, so I love it when she calls in. And are you interested in me doing animal readings for you?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to work with a different deck this time. I've also always worked with the Native American ones. I'm going to work with Stephen Farmer's cards because I haven't worked with them with you. And I'll just see. They also want me to work with the angels, so I'm going to do that too. And, in fact, they want me to go to the angels first. So they're like, pull some angel cards for her. They want me to work with Raphael, actually, which is a healing. So there's healing issues here. So they're saying, okay, pull two cards from Raphael's deck. There we go. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Okay, that's card number one. And card number two. Okay. Oh, there's actually three, but okay. This first card says, "Forgiveness heals." So that seems to be a common theme today. Something about forgiveness, forgiving yourself, you know, but also forgiving people from your past, you know, who have harmed you. And I think that's something that we do on a.
Yes.
It's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing thing. But they're wanting you to forgive, and particularly, again, I could see this again, forgiving things that you might not be aware from. Other directions of time, like other lifetimes, other realities, they're wanting you to forgive in all directions of time so that you can be clear right now. So I just felt that. Okay, you just did it. So whatever it was that they wanted to release, it was like whoosh. I don't know.
Okay.
I just felt it. So I don't know what it was, but they just did it automatically. Okay, so the next card, hon, it's inner authority. So this is a common theme. It seems like they're really wanting us to speak up for ourselves, be assertive when we need to be, and listen to our true inner voice and trust that inner voice, taking back our power. So were you listening when I said the Hay House World Summit? You probably already know about the World Summit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know Doreen is doing something about being assertive and speaking up, and if she's doing it, I don't know if it's today, but she's doing her particular speech about that. So that could be something that you want to look out for and listen to, because that's what they're guiding you to do, is be assertive when you need to be and not be as passive, like claiming your power in that solar plexus area, you know, and telling yourself that it's safe for me to be powerful, that I can be assertive and speak up without being mean, without being from a place of negative, you know what I'm saying? I think you know what I'm talking about. So.
Yeah.
And that's what they're reminding you.
For me
There's
to,
one
yeah.
other card too. There's one other card is about eating organic foods. So they're wanting you to look at, you know, dietary practices. Like, I think that you've been trying to do that. Like, you've been getting guidance to really change your diet, but maybe you're worried about the finances or something.
Well, I haven't been feeling well lately, so a lot of the less healthy foods, I haven't really been able to eat them. I've been thinking maybe they're not good
for me. I kind of see, like, green stuff would really help you. Kale, spinach, you know, kind of all kinds of green superfoods would really help you right now. That's what I'm getting the guidance to tell you that. Wheatgrass juice and stuff like that. But make sure that you do it, start off with in small increments, you know, because it can really give you headaches and it can make you feel like overwhelmed. So starting in small increments.
Okay.
Have you seen Robert Reeves' book called Nutrition for Intuition? Have you heard of that book?
I heard of it, but I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah, I have
that
book, and it's got some really good recipes in there and some ways for you to eat healthy and also work on developing your psychic senses. There's also a book Doreen wrote called Eating in the Light. I don't know if you've seen that book.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, and that's all about, like, how to go mostly how to be vegetarian. But I think out of those two books, I think the Eating in the Light book would really help you. I really do. I think it would help you to be some clarity and to get more calm and centered in your life. Do you consume a lot of dairy?
I don't know what's a lot, but yeah, some.
Because the dairy, I think, is blocking you. Like I just getting the sense of dairy, like milk,
yeah.
Like milk and the cheeses and stuff. Like it's blocking you, and try to. If you can, try to maybe drink soy milk instead of regular milk or, vegan cheese or, stuff like that. I think that might help you. I don't know if it's like lactose intolerance, but it's more like in terms of your energetically. Like there's something about the cheese or the – I don't know if it's cheese. I just saw dairy.
No, I don't eat cheese. Yeah, milk, yeah.
You don't eat cheese, but you drink milk. Yeah, okay. So
yeah.
There's something about dairy. So just remember that. Maybe soy milk or almond milk. Actually, my favorite is rice milk with vanilla in it. Because
Oh,
really? Yeah.
Soy milk
tastes like, it tastes like, I don't know, it's like I'm eating earth or something. It's really, it's got like an earthy taste that I don't really like. But the rice milk with the vanilla, it has like a sweeter taste that I can more tolerate. I mean, I guess it's your own personal preference, but so. Well, those are the messages from Raphael. Now, I'm going to go with the animals and see, okay, what animals are working with Bridget right now and what can who can she call upon? So interesting. So I don't work with this deck too often, so we'll see what animals come out. There's actually two. This first one, which is really interesting, it's the polar bear, which I've never really, I don't really know a lot about, but I'll tell you about what it says here. The polar bear, don't laugh here. Okay, you ready for this? It says, stand up for yourself and speak your truth. are you getting the theme here? Are you picking up on the theme?
Yeah.
Well, I'll read you what it says. It says, when you express yourself from your heart in a place of power, it's an unbeatable combination. You don't need to be a bully or growl or fade into the background, but this card has showed up to say, ask for what you want and see what happens. Don't get worked up about how it will turn out. Set boundaries if you need to be, but also make sure that you respect those boundaries. That, say, this is my boundary, but then respect and say, no, I'm not going to settle for anything less. This is what I'm choosing in my life. But when you look at those situations, approach it with the innocence of a child. So, someone who, like a child, will say what's on its mind, but a child doesn't have like all the conditions like adults have, like our conditioning.
Yeah.
A child will speak when it needs to be, but from a place of just purity, and that's what you're being guided to do with the polar bear. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's interesting because my dad gave me a bracelet with a polar bear on it for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think bears are his animal. He collects them and he loves polar bears.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, the other animal for you is the ladybug. And the ladybug is about abundance. So it's saying this is a great time for good fortune and abundance. So be willing to receive all the good that's coming into your life. Your thoughts will be manifesting very quickly right now. And if you find yourself thinking about what's missing or what's lacking, then that lack is going to come into your life. So instead, you want to be grateful. And I know you've heard this before, but it's all about gratitude and being in a constant state of being grateful for everything that's coming your way, all the good things. Because you do so much for others, Bridget, you really do. And the angels are like, receive just as much as you give. Just receive as much as you give and be in that flow of giving and receiving so that the blessings can come to you. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they wanted me to draw one card, too, from another deck of cards. You probably have all these decks, but this is Messages from Your Angels, like one of Doreen's first decks of cards. And
yeah,
I love those cards. Yeah, so I'm going to just... Okay, they're saying draw... I'm going to draw a couple cards here. So what do her angels want her to know right now? Okay, why are they showing me a picture of a nurse? Why are they showing me a nurse? Is there something going on with a nurse? Are you thinking about going into like going into nursing or something? They're showing me like literally a picture of a nurse.
I don't know.
It's so weird. Like I can see like, you know how they like the old nurses used to wear like those white hats?
Yeah.
Like they're showing me that, like a white hat. Like so maybe maybe that's something. Maybe it's you and your energy, but they're showing me a nurse. No, it's not you. They're showing something else. It's like someone is like in the hospital or was in the hospital or going to the doctor or something. Something about a nurse.
I don't know.
Just
I
remember
it.
Appointment. Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is. Something about did you was there something about the relationship with that nurse there?
Not that I know of.
Hmm. I don't know why they're showing me that, but they're showing me like something about a nurse. I'm like, okay, well maybe it'll make more sense as we go on because I'm drawing three cards here, three cards from this deck. They said three cards. So, okay, Bridget, you can't make this stuff up here. Okay. Ready for this card? Athena, it's safe for you to be powerful. You know how to be powerful in a loving way that benefits others as well as yourself. And I swear to you, God, my listeners, you can't make this stuff up. I'm just drawing the cards, and I stop where I feel guided, and they all say the same thing. And so that's how our angels work. You know, and especially when you get the same message like five times in a row, you know it's extra powerful. So the other card is Astara. You deserve the best. Reach for the stars with your dreams and your desires, and don't compromise. So I think for you, it's all about just reclaiming your power and accepting all the good that's coming. Now, the last card that I pulled for you, it's Rosetta, and which I think it's interesting. It's about something about young people. It says you have a gift with working with young people, and your divine purpose involves helping, teaching, or parenting children. But it's also something to do with like a young one, or you know, or like a baby or something, possibly something with a young
one.
Is
that the one with the pink card with the little baby?
Yeah, she's got pink wings and a little.
That one makes me think of my daughter Rhiannon because she has kind of dark skin and a little bit her hair is curly, and every time I see it, I think of my daughter.
That's why this card. That's why that card came up. So it's a sign. Yeah from the other side.
Yeah, it was a sign
for sure.
So thank you.
The unicorns are also coming in right now, Bridget. So you're really connected with the unicorns right now. Have you been doing connecting with the fairies more? Like I see fairies and unicorns around you. Like they're
fairies,
all coming in right now.
Not unicorns so much.
Unicorns are there. Are you going to take Doreen's fairyologist course?
What? No, I don't have the money for it now. I was looking into
it. Well, maybe in the future, I think you might benefit from the fairyologist course because she has like a really cool community on Facebook of people that talk about this stuff, and you're really interested in that. And I think it would also help to bridge the connection with your daughter on the other side. Now, I'm going to draw a card from the unicorns here because unicorns came through.
Okay.
And they're telling me to tell you to accept nothing but the best. I keep saying that. They're like, accept nothing but the best. So the card from the unicorns. It says, happy thoughts. To feel happy right now, think about a memory or something that makes you smile. And let that carry you through the day. And that's your message from the unicorns right now. Just think happy thoughts. I mean, that could be a message from the angels, or that's just something we know intuitively, but that's the card that I drew for you from the unicorn. So, so overall, I think you kind of get the message of taking your power, being assertive, and the polar bear was the main animal for you today, and the ladybug was the animal of abundance. And because remember when you said, I heard you say, I don't have the money right now for this course.
I thought of that, too. I got to stop repeating
and
that.
It's okay. That's just, we tell ourselves these things. We create these habits. And a new thought would be, you know what? I have all the money I need, and the universe will give me everything I need, and I know that I can take this course. you know,
yeah.
and just keep telling yourself that, and it'll just happen. Like, you don't know how it'll happen. You never know. You might get a check in the mail or something, or you just never know how these things work themselves out. So just be open to receiving. That was the ladybug. Be open to receiving and being aware of the thoughts that you're thinking about money, for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah,
thank
I hope that's been
much.
Helpful for you. Not a problem.
Yes,
it's always
helpful.
A pleasure to talk to you. And thank you for listening and for being a part of my community. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Sure. No problem. All right. Thank you, Bridget. I'm going to take some other calls here.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so I'm going to go to my next call. You're calling from 561. I'll get you on the line. Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can I get your name?
My name is Stacy.
Stacy. Hi, Stacy. How can I help you today?
Can I just have whatever cards you pull? I mean,
sure.
Please.
Of course. Absolutely. I'm going to work with John Holland's Psychic Tarot. I feel like that's something that I want to work with you because I feel like you are very intuitive. I feel like you're clairvoyant. I feel like your third eye is very open. And I think that this is the deck of cards that would most benefit you. And I'm also going to work with Healing with the Angels, messages from the angels, and I'm going to draw you an animal. So we got a bunch of messages coming through, and we'll see what comes forth, okay?
Sure.
All right, Stacy. So let's see. So let me ask the angels what they want you to know right now. Four cards. Okay, the number four is popping in my head, and they want me to draw four cards, but four is the number of stability, which means you're very stable. You have stability in your life, which is good. You've balanced between all aspects of your life, and, you know, everything's in alignment, and that's what they're telling me. So there's the first card I drew, which this is coming from John, again, the John Holland deck of cards. And it says emotional loss, which I think is interesting. Now, this card has the number five. So it's something about grieving or letting go of something you're emotionally attached to and continuing to move forward on your journey. So if you could see the imagery in the card, there's the Nautilus spiral, which the Nautilus, it's almost like symbolic of a galaxy. And it reminds me of being connected to everything and also growth. It's like the Nautilus shell grows. So there's something that has happened to you or is happening to you emotionally that's really helped you to grow and move forward. And I'm also seeing some of the elemental energy with you, like the fairies and the elementals that are really like been helping you like with this. Like, I don't feel like it's really been emotionally devastating, but there are some things that you've really worked on growth and emotional growth and understanding the big picture of how the universe works. So that card just comes up to acknowledge that. Now this card wants to come up next, and it's interesting because there's a five again. Five is a number of change. So it would appear to me that there's change happening in your life, like there's change going on. And the number, the card is about some type of conflict. It says conflict and defeat. So, not only five is about change, but how are you handling the change? How are you handling any change that's in your life? And whether it's, you know, like the first card was about a loss of a relationship or a loss of something emotional, whether it's, you know, job-related, whatever it is, this card comes up to say that it's best to just sort of surrender and go with the flow and not get caught up in conflict and not get caught up in any kind of negative energy. Just keep on moving forward with that. Because if you can see the card, it shows a person that's looking down as if they're defeated. And we don't have to be defeated. We have a choice. The angels are lifting us up out of any kind of self-created defeat we were creating in our minds. It's all self-created. So the other card, now this one's a four. See, there's four and five are the common numbers. It's about the heart chakra. So that's what I felt. Your heart chakra is really, it's opening right now. Like, you're really working on your heart center and trying to let go of old hurts and trying to move forward. like move out of things that haven't always worked out for you, and just you're okay with letting things go. You're okay with that. And I also feel like you have the potential to be a spiritual teacher. You really do, because the way that you've learned how to deal with these things. So the heart chakra is like the main chakra for you right now that's opening. The other card, interesting, it's the solar plexus chakra. And if you've been listening to the show today, that's a very common theme. Solar plexus is associated with power and our power center, and it's like, you know, right at our belly button. I don't feel like your solar plexus is out of balance by any means at all. I feel like it's very open, and it's allowing the lower energy to come up. You want to continue to pull that energy from your solar plexus up into your heart, and then let it come up through your throat and up out the top of your head so that all your chakras are in alignment and in balance. And Archangel Metatron can help with that, and I'm asking Metatron to be with you to help your chakras be in alignment so that all the energy is flowing the way it should be and any blocks are removed, so you're going to feel that. And they wanted me to draw one more from this deck. So again, the number 5. So 5 seems to be a common theme. And if you could see this card, the number is 14. And of course, 1 + 4 = 5. So 5, 5, 5 is change. So there's change, change, change. They're all about change. And it's saying, have patience, hon. Have patience, because there's so many things that you're wanting to achieve and you're wanting to do. And it's like, we don't have to have it all figured out. We just have to plant the seeds and know that the seeds will grow, but it takes time. We have to water the seed, you know, keep our intention on it, and then it grows into this beautiful flower and this beautiful blossom. You're blossoming right now. That's what's happening. You're opening up. You're blossoming. You're looking at all these different spiritual ideas and different ways of being, and but you have the great potential within you to be a spiritual teacher, to be a guide for people, and maybe you're aware of that. I don't know. Maybe you're not. But how is this making sense so far to you?
It's making total sense, yes.
Okay.
It's
good. Because I go on and I start, like, blabbing, and I'm like, I hope this is making sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay,
totally.
Okay, good. So, Stacy, yes, you have that spiritual teacher ability. I'm going to draw an animal. I want to see what animal can you call upon that'll help you to move forward with these abilities and to help you. Oh, interesting. It's so cute. The animal is the cat. So there's a cat, and I kind of get the sense that there's cats around you, like whether you have cats right now living with you or on the other side. Cats are big, but cats, this card is about going out on your own and not being dependent on others, because cats are very independent. You compare cats to dogs. Dogs are just like, mm-hmm. they'll follow you around like everywhere. Cats are just like, leave me alone. I'm going to do my own thing. You know what I'm saying? So the cat energy is there to say, you know what, do your thing. Do your own thing. It's okay for you to be independent. You don't have to worry about how other people are being. And just be aware of any negative thoughts you might have from other people about how you have to be, and being dependent on other people to be happy, because you don't need to do that. Just be dependent upon yourself. So any kinds of,
right.
like, any dependency towards people, but also dependency on a job, dependency on whatever, because your job's not the source. Your relationship's not the source. God is the source. Whatever you believe in is the source. The source is in your heart center. And I think you know that, and you're working now on cutting the cords from the past, from those old beliefs and the people that have held you back, and you're coming into your own. So to truly get into that space of making your own decisions, you know, making your own, taking your own authority and your own power, right, call upon that cat energy and accept your own ability to do everything you want to do. Right? Take a step back and have boundaries if you need to be. Because that's a cat's like that. A cat has boundaries. And if it doesn't like you, it's going to scratch at you. Right? Like, scratch at those things. And am I saying scratching? I'm meaning metaphorically, you know. Like, scratch at those things that you don't want. It's like, you know what? I don't want you in my life. I don't need you in my life. I want to do what's best for Stacy. Because Stacy matters. And Stacy's got a beautiful soul. And Stacy is going to do what she came here to do. But Stacy needs to say no to the things that she doesn't want. And Stacy needs to let go of things that she doesn't want and say yes to the things that she does. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I love that. I want to draw one more animal for you. This will be our last card. So this is from the Native American animals, and I like these a lot. So I feel like you do have a lot of Native American energy with you, because I'm sensing ancestors, like you're really connected to the ancestors, like you have shamanistic ability. Because as I'm talking about this, your energy just like increased a lot. I don't know if you're feeling what I'm feeling, but it's like, whoa, it's like the whole energy shifted. Like there's a guide coming in that's wanting you to connect with that Native American part of yourself. And whether that means, you know, you get dream catchers, you put them around, or you just start looking into that culture, there's something about Native American tribal shamanistic stuff in your makeup. So just look into that. I'm shuffling the card and seeing what animal spirit can you call upon right now to guide you. This is from the Native Americans. Okay. This is the one. Okay. And this one from the Native one is the bat. Interesting. The bat. So I'll tell you a little bit about what the bat is. Okay. And the bat is about rebirth and being reincarnated. And the bat has been used for centuries in many cultures, in the Aztec tribe, Toltecs, Tolucan, and the Mayans all had this sense of the bat being about rebirth, but not just rebirth, but shamanistic rebirth. So the rebirth of your healing ability, of initiation into the new ways of being that you're trying to look into, right? So in the old shaman ways, they had a lot of rituals that were kind of intense, you know, like walking on fire and things like that. But we don't need to do that in this day and age. We have lots of tools and resources and abilities, things out there, crystals and so on, that can help you. But the bat is there to teach you to let go of the ego, to bury the ego, and to awaken out of ego and into a new sense, like a newborn baby of rebirth, moving forward with your destiny, because you've been wanting to move forward with your destiny. And the angels are giving you all these tools right now. You've been shown lots of visions. You know where you need to go. You know who you are. But it's almost like, how the heck am I going to get there? Like, that's, you know, like, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Because I get that too. Like, for me, like, they show me visions, and I'm like, how the heck is that going to happen? I'm like, okay, well, I'll just trust it. So trust that you're given, like, little breadcrumbs along the way. And remember, like I was saying about planting the seeds. It's like you're planting the seeds, and it's going to blossom.
Right. Because I keep telling, because I want to move, and I can tell you the details of the house.
Wow.
And they're saying, I said, I know. I said, I don't know where it is, but when I see it, I'll know. And I described the house, the outside, the inside. And I don't know how I can do that. And I've lately, it's like, you know, you think about someone, or I had a dream about somebody, and then I called the person and I told her detail for detail about the dream. And the next day, the person called and she was like, oh my God, how do you know that? I don't know. I just had a dream and I'm just telling you. So it's, things are happening, you know. I just go with it.
Yes.
I don't block it off anymore.
Yeah. Well, you're awakening, hon. You're awakening to your true spiritual potential. You're a spiritual teacher. You're a spiritual healer. And you're what's called a light worker. Have you heard that term before?
Yes, I have.
You're a light worker.
I work really, and they're like, it's like I'm a magnet. And I'm just doing what I do, just being me. They just latch on. You know?
You are a light worker, and you're anchoring in a lot of the new energy that's coming in. You're like an anchor. Like you came into this world to anchor in this light so the darkness can be released, so these old ways can be released. And what's happening more and more is you're awakening to it. That's why the bat's there. You're awakening. You're remembering it. And you're going to be teaching it one day. I can see this. You can be teaching this, these things, and sharing it with other people of how to connect with the angels, how to connect with their psychic gifts. Like you have that in you to be able to teach that to people, and it'll bring you a lot of joy to do that, because you love to share with other people. You're that kind of person that loves to share your gifts, and that's so beautiful. It's giving me angel bumps. I can feel it. It's like, ooh. It's like it's almost like goosebumps, but it's not goosebumps, they're angel bumps.
Yep. Well, I'm going to embrace.
Keep on following your truth, and work with Archangel Raphael, because Raphael is the healing angel that can help you to develop your gifts and to look for signs in this world of where to go, of like what classes to take or what books to read. Like he'll give you, you know, the angels will give you assignments if you ask for it. They'll give you little things. And maybe this radio show was one step in that. Who knows? You know, maybe this was like a little trigger. Everything's connected. So I hope that this has been helpful for you, and I hope that this will help you on your journey.
Very, very. Thank you so much. Very.
No problem. Yeah. No problem. And I look forward to hearing from you on Facebook. Come on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, just like the name of my radio show. And there's a community on there, and I do readings for people, and I just love to hear how you're doing and how your journey's going.
Sure, I certainly will. Thank you.
Okay, Stacey, well, have a wonderful weekend. And are you a mother by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Well, I want to wish you happy Mother's Day, because I know tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Thank you.
So thank you for, you know, being a mother. I know that's a gift in the world in itself. So I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you again. Have a wonderful weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. So I think I have time for another call. Let's see, I got so many people calling in. Where am I going to go now? Let's go to, excuse me, 305. I'm going to get you on the line.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Such a pretty name.
Hi.
I love that name.
Thank you.
So before I get to your question, are you a mother by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, I was going to wish you happy Mother's Day, but but make sure that you wish your mother, tomorrow. How can I help you today, hon?
I see kind of the animals, you know, that are with you. And you can tell me what you mean. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's work with... Okay, here's what I'm going to do for you. I got the Native American animal cards, and I'm going to do a particular spread that I love to do, and it's called, I think it's called the Moon Lodge spread. And there's five cards, and each card represents a direction. So we're going to go east, south, west, and the north. And each card will tell you a particular thing about yourself, okay? So let's go ahead and do that. So I'm going to just connect with your energy and shuffle the cards. Give me just a second. Give me just one moment.
Thank you.
You have such beautiful energy, Maria. You're so pure, and you're so connected with the angels. You're like a messenger from the angels. I want to acknowledge that your heart is so pure, and the energy, the light, there's so much light coming through you. It's like if you could see how much light you have, it would just, it's, I'm just amazed by it. I want to just acknowledge that. It's just, it's beautiful. It's like when you look at a solar eclipse, you know, you see the moon's covering the sun, but there's all this bright light coming out. Like that's what's coming out of your body. It's like you're so much light. You're light incarnate, and it's beautiful. And I just want to I love it. So, okay, so we're going to think about Maria, and we're going to shuffle what animals are with her right now. We're starting with the east, okay? And the east direction, that's where the sun rises, and that's the Whirling Spirit card. And this card and this animal is about unlocking your spiritual nature and seeing your true spiritual talents and abilities. And that animal is the dolphin, which...
Oh, my God.
Dolphins are amazing. And the dolphin... It's about breathing, really, and the breath of life, okay? Because the dolphin can hold its breath for a long time. Humans, not necessarily, right?
Right.
The dolphin, it's really the keeper of the sacred breath and teaching us how to breathe in and breathe out and to let the energy, because breath is really spirit. and allowing spirit to move through you. And dolphins, of course, we know are very playful, of course, but the dolphin, they're about some type of connection to the great spirit and letting the spirit breathe in and out of you. It's like the messenger in a sense. So breathing, something about breathing and allowing the spirit to flow through, and also that playful sense. And a lot of the ocean too, because the ocean is really connected to you, I see, because it's expansive. Mm-hmm. And when you stand on the ocean, you're like, whoa, this is so expansive. And that's what this card has come up for you. So in that position, it's your true spiritual nature, which is expansiveness. Which is expansiveness and breath and just letting that playful energy, the spirit, flow through you. That's your east card, okay?
Okay.
Now let's go to the south. The south is like, if you think of planting seeds underground, the south card is planting seeds. So these are the things that are maybe hiding from you that you can't see. That wants to be revealed to you is underground. And this card is the porcupine. Interesting. Now, I'm going to tell you about the porcupine.
Interesting.
Sure. Yeah, the porcupine is really about being innocent and childlike. So it's interesting because the dolphin's similar, right? So the innocence is perhaps something that that you hide from people, maybe, because you are so sweet. And you're so innocent a lot that the world is so harsh. The world is so scary sometimes. And you want to be that innocent person, but you're afraid of being hurt because the world's so harsh. And that's what this animal's here to say. It's like, let that hidden innocence come up to the surface. Don't hide it because it's a gift. And even though, yes, you might be hurt or harmed sometimes, we can call upon the angels to protect us so we don't have that. So that's what the porcupine's there. They say, let that innocence, that playfulness come out and open your heart and connect with people, because that's what's needed right now. We need people to be gentle because there's so much harsh energy, right? So let that come out. Let that shine. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the south position. Now we go to the west, and I always forget what the west card is. I got to look it up. The west card is called the dream within the dream. And this one's about your life purpose and about your true life mission and why you're here on this planet. So let me think about that. Okay, so the West card for Maria. Okay, ooh, this one came out. Here we go. Oh, it's so beautiful, okay? This one's the deer. And I don't know if you know what the deer medicine's about, but the deer is about gentleness and compassion. That is so you. That is so who you are. The deer brings us the energy of love and compassion when you look into its eyes, okay? And just a little bit about the story about the deer. I'm going to read you this from this book. It might be interesting to you. It says, one day the fawn heard the Great Spirit calling to her on top of the mountain, and the fawn went up the trail right away. She didn't know that a horrible demon guarded the way. The demon was trying to keep all the beings of creation from connecting with the Great Spirit. He wanted all the Great Spirit creatures to feel that the Great Spirit didn't want to be disturbed, even though that wasn't true. This would make the demon feel powerful and bringing up fear in the people who were coming up there. And the fawn wasn't afraid when she came upon the demon. She was curious, you know, because the demon is associated with ugliness and so on, and the demon breathed fire and smoke, and it sounded scary. And normal creatures would have fled and would have been afraid. But the fawn said, please let me pass. I'm on my way to see the Great Spirit. And the fawn's eyes were filled with love and compassion for this demon. And the demon was so astounded that the fawn wasn't afraid. And no matter how hard he tried, he could not frighten that fawn because her love had penetrated his hardened heart. And much to the demon's dismay, his rock-hard heart began to melt, and his body shrank to the size of a walnut. And Fawn's persistent love and gentleness caused the meltdown of the demon. And due to the Fawn's gentleness and caring, the pathway is now clear for everyone to reach the mountain without having to feel the demon in the way. Isn't that a beautiful story?
That is a beautiful story. Wow.
And that's who you are. That's the core of you. That's you're dear, that is your essence, your gentleness, compassion, and see why it's so needed. Because that love, you know, like the Christ energy, it's like even in our enemies, we can see the love within them. And that is, even that the people who we think are the most despicable people, you know, I'm going to be political. I'm going to talk about Donald Trump here because a lot of us don't like him. But at his core, you know, there's love and compassion there. Like, even though he's not, you know, the nicest of people and says these horrible mm-hmm. things, still he's got a spark of love inside of him. We all do. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's kind of what's come through today. So let me keep going because I only got a few minutes left here. So the North card, okay, the North card, I always forget, so I got to look it up. Let me see here. North. Okay, that is the inner wisdom within you that maybe you haven't recognized. So inner wisdom within you that you haven't recognized. And that animal, okay, let's see, inner wisdom within yourself, okay, is the owl. The owl, and of course we think of the owl being very wise, typically, right? But in Native American medicine, the owl is associated with clairvoyance and really? Opening up your third eye and being able to see in the dark. Because the owls are, what do they call it when you can see at night? I know I can't remember the word, but yeah, but there's like a scientific word for it where I can't remember what the word is, but they can see at night. So it's about opening your clairvoyance and opening up to some of the abilities within yourself that maybe you might have called dark at one time, or maybe you were scared of them because of religious influences. But it's also about wisdom, too, because the owl can see things that others can't see, right? So that's why owls are associated with wisdom, because they can see things right. others don't see. So it's asking you to be wise, to rely on your own spiritual gifts, because you do have spiritual gifts. You are so connected to the angels. It's like I'm talking to an angel right now. It's like I feel like you are an angel. Like I'm talking to an angel right now. It's like that. I'm sure you feel in your heart what I feel, because I'm empathic. Like when I was reading the Fawn story, like yeah. my heart was like swelling. I almost wanted to cry. Like that is the energy that I'm feeling from you. It's that amazing.
Yeah.
And you're a messenger from the angels, of course, but maybe you have been afraid of those gifts or abilities. The owl's here to teach you to open them up and to not be afraid. That's what the owl is there for, okay? So don't be afraid of your spiritual gifts, whatever they are, if it's clairvoyance, clairsentience, you know, don't be afraid of that. It's a gift. It's a blessing, okay? Now, we have one more card to get to. The last card is the center. And the center is tying it all together, the integration of everything and the center of your consciousness, which is this card, and it's the moose, which I think is interesting. The moose is about self-esteem. Interesting. So the moose is there to say, take all those things together, the gentleness of the deer, the wisdom of the owl, the compassion and the playfulness of the dolphin and the porcupine, put it together and have confidence and self-esteem with yourself and who you are, and give yourself a pat on the back for all the things you've already done, because you have done a lot, you know. And the moose is here to remind you that you have a lot to feel accomplished about. It may be you may have broken an old habit, completed a goal, something like that, but it's having self-esteem and self-confidence for the journey ahead. So those are the five animals that I pulled for you today, Maria. I hope that has been helpful for you and given you some guidance.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. It is so true, everything you have said. Thank you very much.
Well, God bless you. And I know you're not a mother, but I'm still going to wish you Happy Mother's Day anyways.
Thank you. It's okay. I have pets. I have a cat.
There you go. So you are a mother. Okay.
So they're my babies.
Yes, exactly. I know I have a dog at home, and she's my sweetie, she's my little baby. So yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, exactly.
But, I gotta wrap up because I only have a minute left. So I want to thank you so much for calling. And if you want to check me out on Facebook, come on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and I'd love to hear from you on Facebook. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all my callers for calling in. And again, May 21st, I'm going to have Radley Valentine on the show. We are going to be talking about connecting with the angels. And our show is actually called Angel Prescriptions. So we'll be doing angel prescriptions to help you know which angels to call upon. I won't be on the air next week, so I apologize on that. But I'll still be on Facebook posting messages for you. And I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all my mothers out there, including my own mother. You can find me on Facebook.com, Ascension Magic, and also my website, AscensionMagic.com. So I want to say, as I do every week, all is well. All is well.